would consider that song that I just played with Nelly Tiger Travis a Southern Soul, which is a sub-genre of soul, obviously. Southern Soul music, I love it. Artists like Tucker, TK Soul, Mel Waiters, Marvin Cease. Oh, my goodness. Folks, you got to tune into it. Oh, my. I love the...
See, this is why, William, you and I will never run out of music to play on this show. It's virtually impossible because of the literally billions of songs that are out there.
Oh,
and you're going to... Let me mention real quick here, my Mad Mike pick for tonight. I think this is my best Mad Mike pick so far.
Well, you know,
I'll explain later.
Oh, wow. And guess what? We have to acknowledge, when you are listening, we have to acknowledge you. I don't like the term shout out. That's too generic, too commercialized, whatever it is. I like to acknowledge our listeners. And I want to give an acknowledgement to Kim Rogers out there in Longview, Texas. And also, I'm going to have to acknowledge 7-Up. 7-Up is all.
How did I know 7-Up was going to be here?
You know 7-Up was listening. 7-Up always listens. And Kim always listens as well. And we look. So, folks, I mentioned to you, okay, I'm going to say it again. There are contests that's on the horizon right now. Okay? Now, I'm a little stuffed. Mike, the temperature out here in Virginia, good gracious, bro. I'm still trying to get acclimated here. I'm a little stuffy, right? Boy. It's a little cold today in Virginia. So I don't want
to. Man, it's a freezing 60 degrees out here.
I don't want, you know what? I don't even know why I brought that up. Okay. Anyway. There's a contest, folks, and the way to win is to go to the website and comment on this show. Comment on this show or any show on here. We're going to do this thing collectively because we have many shows 7 days a week. We're on 24 hours a day. Music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, fun, laughter, interviews, the whole nine yards, okay? But anyway, if you want to win, you have to register. The way to register, go to the website, studiowbuzz.com. Click on archive shows, okay? And it can be this one. It could be any show. Click on this one. Leave a comment. That way we can keep track. So right now, folks, it looks like to me.
Can I register? I want to register too.
No. Nope. Not allowed. Anyone that has a show or any part or has anything to do with this network, nope, you cannot win. Okay. Nope. Damn. Not happening. Okay. All right. And don't even try to slip me a $5 bill. That doesn't work. You know, a hundred might. Okay. But anyway, no. Let's get back. Seems like to me, 7-Up and Kim Rogers, they're just going to clean up. So, folks, if you don't want them to take all the prizes and stuff like that, I would advise that you would go on and subscribe to the network and leave a comment at least, okay? So, Mike, got more music for you? More music for, oh!
We got a lot of music
for you. A lot of music.
I'm not going to run out.
And let's do this. I haven't heard this. Led Zeppelin? Why not? Uh-oh.
Here we go.
I've got something for you. You're going to make me go in my bag of tricks here. Okay, I see.
One of the greatest rock bands ever.
Thank you.
the sun. There's the ground.
Led Zeppelin. Okay, we're going to stop this right now for a second. Okay, Mike, I knew you were going back. I saw it on the list. So, I decided to pull up something else. And I'm not going to play the entire song because this one is way too long. But anyway, Led Zeppelin, okay. Since you want to go there, how about a little Iron Butterfly in a Gotta DeVita?
I think it's a 17-minute long song.
Yeah, I'm not playing the entire one, but.
Well, I got
you. Oh, well,
this
we
is a song when you DJ in a club and you got to take a leak really bad, put this song on. You get a 17-minute break. Don't you know that I'm go over and talk to the ladies. And have a drink. Laughter on the bar. Don't you know
that Mad Mike. Wild Will, Coast to Coast.
I remember the first time you listened to this was on an 8-track tape.
Here I gotta be the honey. Don't you know that I'm loving you? Here I gotta be the baby. Don't you know that I'm always the truth? Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast. Man.
You know, Stairway to Heaven's another one. That's a body break song. You need something long so you go press the flesh and smooth with all the people in the club. Stairway to Heaven or In a Gotta Divita.
You know what? I really hate cutting this song, but we've got work to do.
All right.
Oh, man.
They'll understand. They won't hate us.
Oh. And see, this is the part where it starts getting really, really, really good, too, right?
It starts really, really winging that guitar.
Man.
Not the Goldie.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Hey, you guys get the drift. Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast. We've got a couple of things coming up. As a matter of fact, we have a few requests that came in. And 7UP sent me a request. And she says, let's see how Mike responds to that, right? We also have the picks. So I tell you what, let's do this. Let's play these requests. And you mind putting off the picks for a little bit?
I don't know. Yeah, no, perfect. Please.
Okay. And
all in favor, say aye.
Aye. 7UP directed this one to you, Mike.
I'm listening.
Frankie Beverly and Maze.
You know, I've heard somebody say just the other day.
I think you'll enjoy it.
I'm going to mute myself so I can turn this up.
How love, love ain't around. People trying to find a way out, trying to find some peace of mind, and where you might begin to see through some other things you've been trying to find. Look at California. Look at California. Look at California. Look at California. It's the same old groovy feeling. Keep all that feel alive, love alive, and everything there is so good. Look at California.
your pretty sky. You're beautiful, 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 beautiful people. California, 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 California. California.
California. Hey, 7-Up.
Nice. Thank you, 7-Up.
And she has one more for you, Mike. We're going to play that, then we're going to the picks, okay? But
before you go there, this is a picture of Forest Falls, which is about, I like to say I'm getting in the hills of Redlands off of San Mateo Canyon.
California.
But this is a picture that was taken about 3 weeks ago of Forest Falls. One of my search and rescue teams was up there doing some training.
Right.
And look at those guys. Look at those mountains. Is that just beautiful or what?
Beautiful. I'll
tell you what I'm going to do. Tell you what I'm going to do for 7-Up is because I'm in the hills here, the hills look really pretty right now. I'm going to take some pictures of the hills where I actually live in Redlands. And next week on Thursday for 7-Up, I'm going to put them up here on the screen.
Hey. All right. 7-Up, you hear that? Oh, well, you know, we love to acknowledge our listeners. You guys are absolutely beautiful. And you are the major reason why we do what we do. Mike and I, we have fun. Both of us play music. Because Mike, as a matter of fact, something we haven't announced in a while, and I'm surprised we haven't had many takers. And that is, Mike and I offered to be your cyber DJ. Folks, I tell you what, cyber parties are fantastic. I've done them before. And it doesn't matter where you are around the globe. Say, it could be a wedding anniversary. It could be
birthday,
whatever party. Some people I used to have these parties called Just Because. Just Because I want to have a party. Okay. It could be anything for your friends, graduation, whatever it is. And Mike and I, we will do that for you. And the beauty of it, Mike, is that they can have their friends and family who can't make it to that celebration join in on the party.
Now think about this just a little bit. And you mentioned a lot of fun stuff there. Think about some of the sad stuff where this could help out. Where especially during COVID and such, people weren't able to go to funerals or celebrations of life.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how far spread your family might be throughout this nation or even throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't come to pay the respects for their loved one in a celebration of life. We could do that for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's
absolutely.
Going to be part of it. You can attend.
Okay. Contact us. Send me an email. And the address is William@studiowbuzz.com. William@studiowbuzz.com. And if you are interested in having one of these cyber parties, and they are a whole lot of fun, let me know. William@studiowbuzz.com. No, is it William@studiowbuzz.com? Yeah, that's right. So, got one more, Mike, and then we're going to our mad pick and our wild pick. All right? This one was also sent in by 7-Up. All right? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the number, if you want to text me if you have a request, 909-910-0265. This is War. All day music.
In the morning. We really like those late night calls.
Yeah. Sounds good to me. Man, Mike Wildwell, Coast to Coast. One of those 7-inch bands. Hey, thanks 7-Up for sending that in. Oh, wow. Brings back memories. I remember seeing them, Mike. There is an auditorium here in Richmond, Virginia, and it was formerly named the Mosque Auditorium, and I still call it the Mosque Auditorium. They've changed the name since then to the Altria, you know, some corporation, you know, whatever. But anyway, the finest acoustics. And I had the pleasure of, when I was in the orchestra at, in my high school and also in college, I had the opportunity to play there. And it was absolutely amazing. And it was also a venue where a lot of these great groups and artists, came through. I saw, Stevie Wonder there. I saw this group War. I saw, wow, The Temptations, The Four Tops, The OJs there. Just so many.
Man.
Oh my goodness. So many great, great groups. Minnie Riperton.
Those are biggies.
Minnie Riperton, George Benson, Aretha Franklin. It goes on. And no, wow. They all came through here. James Brown. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Isaac Hayes. There was so many. Sly and the Family Stone. Tell you a quick story. I was at a concert with Sly and the Family Stone, right? And Sly was at his peak at that time, you know. And so he came in. I mean, the joint was rocking. And they had just remodeled the entire auditorium, right? Brand new, just beautiful custom leather seats, right? And so when Sly came out, and people start standing in the seats. So the band is rocking. Everybody's jumping and screaming. The MC grabbed the microphone out of Sly's hand and told the audience, you guys need to sit down now. Sly said.
I have that worked out for him.
And guess what? You'll find out in a few seconds. He said, if you don't sit down, he's not playing. Sly took the microphone back and said, I ain't said no shit like that. And everybody started
Don't put words in my mouth. Not to my people.
Hey, folks, I'm just a reporter, okay, at this point. Okay. It's time, Mike, for Mad Mike. True story, Mike. You can't make this stuff up. Hey, look here. You pronounce your song, your mad pick. Okay. Because I've never heard this before.
Let me give you a little of the front story. And when we go through the song, I've got a bunch on the back story.
Okay.
And this song has so many twists and turns in it. And the evolution of the song itself and the people that did the song afterwards and the writer of the song. Unbelievable backstory to this thing. So.
Okay.
Hello. Let me see if I can do this, because I'm a little rusty on my Japanese, and I'm a redneck. So this song in Japan was originally, it's titled in Japan, it's called, and I'm gonna try to do the best I possibly can here. We omi ara tariko. Aromi ara tariko.
Okay.
That's the original name to the song in Japanese.
Okay.
And it translates into, I look up when I walk. And I'll explain to you later the rest of the song, why he looks up when he walks.
Okay.
So that was the original name of the song in Japanese. Here in America, we did something that the Americans do. We disrespectful, ugly Americans tend to do. We renamed it. When I say we, I mean the powers that be. Decided that the title of the song wouldn't work here in America. So they renamed the song Sukiyaki.
Mm.
Well, Sukiyaki literally translated is a hot pot dish.
Oh no.
But you know, it's food.
Oh.
And to give you an idea of the equivalent, it would be if you took the song Moon River. You remember the song Moon River, right?
Right.
And you send it to Japan and you renamed it for the Japanese audience, it would translate into like beef stew. Why would you name the song beef stew? Well, that's what we ugly Americans did. We called it sukiyaki, which is just a pot dish. It's a hot pot dish.
Wow.
So that's a little bit of the background on it. Weomi ara iko. Niromi Aradiko. I think I'm saying it right. I looked it up. I listened to it. So.
Hey.
There you go. That's the front story. But I got a lot on the back story.
Well, we're going to come back with the back story.
This will bring up memories for almost all of you.
We're going to come back with the back story right after this song.
And it's a good one. Go.
We're back, Mad Mike, Wild Will Coast to Coast. And Mike, I want to, I'm anxious to hear the backstory to that, because the, before the song, what you were saying, oh, wow, let me stop this right now. Okay. Okay.
Who's in control over there?
I don't know. Okay. You know, I need to talk to the engineer. I really do. Okay. You're fired. I just fired the engineer. Okay. We're back. So anyway, I want to hear the backstory to that song. Let me tell you something really quickly. I remember I was, had just graduated as a stockbroker, from Morgan Stanley. And, me and some of my colleagues, we were out, and we decided to go to a karaoke bar. And
a what bar?
Karaoke, please forgive me. We, like you said, in the U.S., we kind of do whatever we want to do with someone else's language or their names or whatever it is. And over here, we call it karaoke. Okay. The proper pronunciation is karaoke. So we're at a karaoke bar, and it was really amazing, the mix of people there. There were, people that were Japanese and spoke Japanese, and there were everybody else. Okay. And it was sort of split half and half. And so they had an opportunity. It was really amazing where the people who sang in Japanese got up and sang a song, and the people who sang in the American language got up and sang a song. And I recall this guy, he was Japanese, and he got up and sang a song. I had no idea what the lyrics sang, but this brother could blow. He could sing. I said, wow. And so, folks, music is universal. It's the sound that we're looking for, right? And the lyrics are important. They are definitely, and I wish that I knew how to speak Japanese or interpret what he was singing, but this cat was absolutely awesome, you know, and I just enjoyed it. I enjoyed the experience, right? Even though I didn't understand the lyrics.
You are playing right into what I'm about to ask you. And I don't want you to answer right away, William. I want you to think about this.
Okay.
I want you to tell me how that song you just played, how it made you feel. Even though you didn't know the words. So I'm going to just hold on to your thoughts there for a second. And let me give you a little more of the front story here. So, as I mentioned, we changed the name here in America. We turned it into this sukiyaki, which is just, it's a dish. It's food. And again, the original title is translated into I look up when I walk, and I'll explain that here in just a second.
Okay.
So this song was number one in Japan for the year. It was voted number one in Japan in 1961, voted the number one song for the year in Japan. It came to America here in 63. And it was on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1963. It's the only Japanese song that went number one all the way up until 2020.
Amazing.
When a South Korean band came through and they finally broke that bubble. So it was number one Japanese song in America until 2020 after the song hit in the streets here in 1963.
That's amazing.
Back in 63, this one will blow your mind. You'll like this one, William. It was number 18 on the Billboard R&B chart.
What?
Number 18 on the R&B chart here in America.
Amazing.
Does that blow your mind? Okay, let me keep going here.
Please
internationally,
do.
It was one of the best-selling singles of all time. It sold over 13 million with an M, million, worldwide. One of the best-selling singles of all time. NASA played it to the Gemini 7 spacecraft. It's one of the first songs that was ever played to humans in space. I told you, this song's got legs.
It's...
Wow. We good?
No, I'm here. I'm
listening. I got more.
Please, continue.
So... Now, to continue with the backstory, this young lady named Janice Marie Johnson, you probably don't recognize the name, but she was part of the band A Taste of Honey.
I do. I know. Whoa,
and they
whoa.
Have a contact. Yeah. Well, it's a hell of a backstory. They were with Capitol Records and EMI, Taste of Honey. In 1981... let me back up a little bit. When Janice Marie Johnson was 9 years old, she heard the song on the radio in 1963. She begged her mother to get her a copy of the song. So she got a little 45 single of the song. She played it over and over and over, and she learned the song so well phonetically that she could sing it, and she taught it to her little sister. And her little sister would go around and perform in these little talent contests, and they would sing this song. And that's when she was 9 and 10 and whatever. Years later, she becomes Taste of Honey. She loved the song so much, she contacted the original writer of the song, and I'll mention his name here in a minute. The original writer in Japan, and she had him, she never knew what the words meant. From the time she was 9 years old till she was a grown-up in Taste of Honey, he had no idea what the words meant. She just knew it was a beautiful song.
Amazing.
And she asked the gentleman that wrote the song, would you please translate this for me? Because I'd like to do it here in America. I'd like to redo it and pay it justice. So he translated the song to her, and the translation didn't work in English.
Mm.
So she rewrote, she used the melody with permission, and she rewrote an entire song over the top of the melody.
Mm.
So before I go any further, William, my question I posed to you earlier, how did that song make you feel when you've heard it throughout the years and right now? How did you feel about it?
There, a couple of words came, and it was tranquility, peace, relaxing. It was like wow. It took me a place of tranquility. That's the best word I can come up with.
It's a
Susie.
It's a very, it seemed to me, the way I interpreted it when I first heard it, it was very lighthearted, happy.
Yeah.
That's how I heard it.
I think we kind of on the same page here, because I also mentioned kind of soothing. And you know, if you're in a state of tranquility, you are at peace, you're relaxed, you know, and it's just a feel good type of vibe. And that's
now,
what
I
got
out
of that.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm gonna tell you a couple of verses of the song. I won't go through the whole song, but this is the translation. I look up when I walk so that the tears won't fall. Remembering those spring days, but I'm all alone tonight. Second verse is, I look up when I walk, counting the stars with tearful eyes, remembering those summer days, but I'm all alone tonight. Happiness lies beyond the clouds. Happiness lies above the skies. Hmm. So that's some of the wording to this song. It's actually a very sad song.
Wow.
But melody and everything just touches you in a different way.
It does. And right? that's what it was for me.
So again, this Janice Marie Johnson from A Taste of Honey,
mm-hmm.
she contacted the original writer, got that original translation, and she said, wow, it's not going to translate very well to what she once wanted to do. She wanted, she wanted to rewrite the lyrics to the song. And she had, in her head, she had three options. Her options were, she wanted to do the song about a man facing execution.
Mm.
Or she wanted to do a man optimistic despite life's trials. And the last one she had was a man with a love gone bad.
Mm.
She decided to do that version. So she wrote the lyrics to that melody based on the love gone bad.
Okay. Well, I have it here. I hope I have the right version that you want.
I'm nowhere near done. Slow your roll.
Okay.
I got a lot more. This is going to rock you. I'm telling you, William.
I'm listening.
So she redid this. She rewrote the song. She took it to the vice president of Capitol Records, Cecil Hale. I don't know who he is, but he's vice president of Capitol Records. The song that she rewrote and sang it to him. And here's his quote. He said, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Black people don't want to hear Japanese music.
Hmm.
And she was stunned. She said to him, last time I looked in the mirror, I was black. and I wanted to hear it. So he wouldn't put it on the album, but he released on a single. That single, number one on the R&B and AC charts, number three on the Billboard Hot 100 list, number one on the Billboard Adult Contemporary list.
Hey.
And I got one more thing, William.
What's that?
Let me pull it up here.
So
the writer, his last name is Sakamoto. He wrote the original song, and this is who the young lady contacted to get the translation and permission to use it.
Wow.
Tragically, Sakamoto was killed when a Japanese airline flight 123 crashed in 1985.
Oh,
now,
no.
Keep in mind, her hit was in 83. Wow. So a few years later, he crashed in an airplane in 1985. He was 43 years old, all 15 of the crew, and 505 out of the 509 passengers all died.
Oh, my goodness.
For a total of 520 deaths and only four survivors. It remains the worst single airline disaster in history.
Amazing.
So does this song have a lot of backstory to it?
And it has it has a lot of meaning and relevance. It's almost like the writers predicted something. You know,
I'll leave it up to you guys, but I mean, that's, you know, how many songs have you heard that have that kind of backstory to it?
It's amazing. Mike, the professor and I, again, you listen to the professor and I, and it is really amazing what we see on stage. And if we were to look at these people on stage and we admire these artists for being able to do what they do and be able to perform and entertain and put smiles on our faces, make us jump and laugh for joy. And you have no idea, their own story may not be as happy as what they portray on stage. It is